This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham, and if you're in need of an oil change, October is a great month to do that, because Jiffy Lube is teaming up with Meals on Wheels people for a great fundraiser. Let's talk about it. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Suzanne Washington. Suzanne is the CEO at Meals on Wheels people, and also with us is Nick Martin, training coordinator with Jiffy Lube Oregon. Hey there, guys. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hello there.
Nice to talk with you again.
Yeah. So there's a partnership going on here between Meals on Wheels people and Jiffy Lube. Suzanne, tell us what's going on.
Well, we're really excited to team up with Jiffy Lube this year for the holiday season and to create some buzz and partnership to earn some money and help support older folks. So it's first time with Jiffy Lube, and we're very excited about the opportunity coming up through the month of October.
Nick, tell us what's going on from Jiffy Lube's end.
Yeah, so on Jiffy Lube's end, you know, really what we're doing is we're excited to be partnered with Meals on Wheels, a great company, a great place to be, being able to present this to our customers. As our customers come into our facilities, we're actually just letting them know that what we call the check-in, so that first initial greeting with our customers, and we're starting to get their customer the information into our system. We're letting them know about our partnership with Meals on Wheels and asking them if they'd like to donate. And for any of their donations, we're actually rewarding them with 2 coupons, which will save them off of each of their next signature service oil changes here in Jiffy Lube. So obviously they're incentivized to do so, and it's a great cause. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. Suzanne, tell us about Meals on Wheels people, in case somebody doesn't know what your organization is.
Sure. We're a private nonprofit organization with the focus on providing nutrition and human connection to primarily older people, but we also serve other marginalized communities. We have a big Meals for Kids program. But the main primary push is to make sure older people over 60 years old that can't get out of their homes, that we provide those healthy, nutritious meals at their door. So we use volunteers. Over 500 volunteers a day to get the meals out to the folks that are homebound. And we also have dining centers around the metro area, Washington County, Multnomah County, and in Southwest Washington over in Vancouver and Clark County. So again, we're really focused on getting healthy, nutritious meals out to those who can't cook. They don't have funds to buy groceries. They can't get groceries. And then we also provide, like I say, that human connection where we're talking to people, connecting with them, checking on them, making sure they're okay. So they're not, if they're aging in place, they're getting somebody to talk to and able to thrive because they do have people to connect to and talk to and engage with.
Talk to us a little bit about what your services have been like during the pandemic. I know it was very difficult to get out and do what you do.
It was challenging. We had to change everything that we do, and we delivered far less often. So we had to go to once a week delivery, and we provide 7, 8, 9 frozen meals for older folks at their door. And we had to, of course, keep that 6-foot distance and masks and all of that. We had to close our dining centers. So those are now reopened, where people who are able to get out of their homes, we want them to come into our centers. We have about 16 different sites where they can eat lunch. And while they're there, talk to people, connect with others, maybe take a class at one of our partners in Parks and Rec. But the biggest thing is still making sure we're connecting with everyone that's on our program. So we made over 120,000 wellness check and friendly chat calls last year. We're still doing that this year. Holiday season's coming, and seniors tend to get more isolated during that time where they're on their own. People are more busy. It's hard to get out with weather. It's hard to get people to their doors. So we still want to make sure we're connected and getting those meals delivered, which is a great way to partner with Jiffy Lube, because we have hundreds of volunteers delivering meals every day. So it really is great as far as taking care of their cars, because they use their own cars to deliver the meals to those we serve.
Tell me about how many people you do serve, and also about your volunteers, because there's a lot of both.
There's a lot of both. We make about 6,000 meals 4 days a week in our central kitchen. So we're serving seven to 10 meals to people every week, about on average 6,000 people. Older folks are coming and going. Our Meals for Kids program also serves about 600 people, in about 250 families that we're delivering meals, food to them. And then the volunteers, like I say, we use 450 to 500 a day, and that's to drive their cars and deliver food to the door, to make friendly chat calls and wellness checks, to help in our dining centers, cook a meal, or serve a meal, do the dishes, those kinds of things. So volunteers are essential to what we do, and we could not serve half the people we do without them.
Do the volunteers also cook the meals? Did you say that?
They can help cook. Yep. We have volunteers in our central kitchen where we're doing the entrees, where we cook the food and then plate them in and seal them and package them and then freeze them. Or they can be out in the dining centers, help cook, chop vegetables, make soup. Like I say, wash dishes is always a fun one for people who don't cook. That's me. I'm in there doing dishes. So there's lots of ways to get involved. And then we have events that we have volunteers, hundreds of volunteers that get involved in our events to help raise money.
If somebody listening wants to volunteer, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way is to go to mowp.org and just click on the volunteer button. We also have Donate Dinner coming up here in November. So over the week before Thanksgiving, we are in all sorts of stores, and it's kind of like our Jiffy Lube partnership where people can come into the stores and donate at the register, and that's in New Season stores, Chuck's Produce, Market of Choice, those kinds of places, Jamba Juice, and the volunteers. We need over 1,000 volunteers to help with that project, and that they, for that, to volunteer for Donate Dinner, they go to donatedinner.org and can sign up for the store or the whatever partnership we have going, whether it's a New Season store or Indigo Traders. They can sign up where they want to volunteer and when and where they want to do that.
Excellent. Let me introduce again Nick Martin, training coordinator with Jiffy Lube. Nick, why did Jiffy Lube decide to get involved with Meals on Wheels people?
You know, Suzanne mentioned a good thing there. We're already servicing a good number of those volunteers that are working and helping provide and cook and provide those meals. So, you know, it just kind of made sense for us to get involved with a great program. I love the fact that all of the donations are used locally, or, you know, to provide those meals to the seniors in their local areas. So really kind of build some of that, community camaraderie that is great in our communities. Obviously we've been servicing those customers already. Plus, I think that we've got a great platform that works well with Meals for Wheels to get out there and help reach other people as well. You know, we've been, Jiffy Lube International has been around for over 40 years. We're serving over 20 million customers a year at over 2,000 franchise locations. So our outreach to be able to reach out to the public and the communities and potentially raise some great money for Meals on Wheels is great. You know, and furthermore, Jiffy Lube International really jump-started this program by donating $100,000 to Meals on Wheels right off the bat.
Nice.
And then everything that we're able to raise through the locations. It's just a match made in heaven for all of us.
Yeah, it is. That's great. Tell me more about the Drive to Do More campaign.
Yeah, so the Drive to Do More campaign, you know, really it started with, you know, Jiffy Lube International making that big donation. You know, it's really designed to help raise funds to provide those nutritious meals for the seniors in our local areas, especially leading up into this holiday season. You know, really, it's just a way for us to try and do more for our communities that we're already out and about in on a day-to-day basis. You know, all funds raised from this national campaign go to the Meals on Wheels of America and, again, stay in our local community. So it's really a good one for all of us.
And this campaign is going on the whole month of October, right?
Yes, the whole month of October. We did, you know, we did kickoff meetings before the month, so that way our store management and our teams were ready to go for this, really just kind of hit the ground running. And we're going to be excited to see what we're able to raise by the end of the month.
How many locations do you have for Jiffy Lube that are
participating? They're over 2,000 franchised nationwide. So we've got 46 locations in the Portland metro area, and they're all participating in this great campaign that we've got going on with Meals on Wheels right now.
The campaign's been going on for a couple of weeks now. So tell me, what's been the reaction of your customers?
Been really, really good. You know, we've got some good signage up in our stores to help advertise that. So that way, you know, people are sitting waiting in our lounge areas and they haven't been checked in and talked to yet, they can kind of see that stuff. But our customers have been really receptive to it. Really, you know, any of these fundraising things that are for the community and for these great causes, I've always seen great feedback from those. You know, I used to manage some of these locations, so I got to do this hands-on for a lot of years with different things over the years. And the community just really kind of grabs a hold of it and goes with it. And it really kind of builds momentum inside the store level as well with our employees and things like that. It's really cool.
Well, it's such a great way to easily make a donation and make a difference, because you're just going
Absolutely.
Through and it's you're just asking for $3, and that's really fantastic.
Yeah.
What's your goal?
You know, really, our goal would be to try and get that $3 from each one of our customers. You know, that's kind of a high goal to go after. But that was really when we did our kickoffs with our teams and our crews. You know, we really made that a goal to make sure we, number one, first and foremost, we don't miss any opportunities. Right? We want to make sure that we're letting all of our customer base know about this, and then just asking for that $3 donation, knowing obviously we're not going to get them all, but that would be a great aspiring goal to go out and get those $3 from each customer if we possibly could.
Yeah, that's really great. Let me introduce Suzanne Washington once again, CEO of Meals on Wheels People. Suzanne, what does it mean for you and your organization to have Jiffy Lube helping you out in such a way?
Well, I think the biggest thing is like Nick said, that the funds raised here in this area stay in this local area. So that $100,000 that went to Meals on Wheels America will go to help Meals on Wheels across the country. But when you go into a Jiffy Lube here in the metro area, it's going to stay to support Meals on Wheels people, you know, the local affiliate that's doing the work. So I think that's really important. And again, we have just hundreds of volunteers that are out there on the road in their cars. So for them, it gets a little tighter this time of year. You're going in with inflation and gas prices. So I think the coupons help out our volunteers who are on the road driving, and that's really great. So they need the service anyway, and that can help. And again, it just supports the amount of fundraising we need to do. We need to raise about 65% every year here where we serve in this local area just to meet the need. And that doesn't mean the growing need, that means the current need. So it's really important to have wonderful partnerships like this where money stays in the local area. And it gets to use, you know, serve our neighbors right here that need help.
Yeah. What kind of money is needed to run Meals on Wheels people on an annual basis?
Well, our budget is about $12 million a year. And we have to raise, like I said, 65% or so of that. So it's a big lift. We're talking over close to $8 million a year that we need to raise. And that comes from just individual folks like you and me to this kind of partnership where we have an event where people get to chip in $3. And you don't think $3 is a lot, but over when hundreds of people are doing it and hopefully thousands of people, like Nick says, everybody who comes through the Jiffy Lube does it, it adds up. And so it's really helps support what we do.
Yeah, for sure. That $3 really goes a long ways.
Yeah, people sometimes we say, oh, well, we can't give you very much. But, $5 helps, $3 helps. It's not just those who give to us for, thousands and thousands of dollars. It all goes together to meet the need and make sure older folks in our neighborhoods get fed. So anything is helpful. And if you can't do $3, a dollar, throw a dollar in. It helps overall.
And I assume if you can do more, you'd be happy to take that too, right?
Of course.
Okay.
That's always true.
Hey, Suzanne, tell me about what kind of need you're seeing out there currently, and what do you kind of predict for the months ahead?
Well, the need has come down a little bit from the height of the pandemic. Our services, the need increased by like 65%. So it's come down a little bit. But there are thousands of people who are aging every day in the United States. In fact, they estimate 10,000 of the boomers move into their 60 and older and into a place of need every day. So it's what we're anticipating is the need is going to continue to grow as people, they may not need help when they're 60 or 65, but they may need it when they're 85. So as that older population continues to grow and continues to age, that's where we want to be prepared and make sure we're serving everyone. Holidays always get harder. So as we move in to the fall here, like I said, people get more isolated. It's harder to get food. It's harder to get relatives to support because they don't have access. They can't get to a grocery store. So I only see the need increasing.
Tell me more about some of the programs that Meals on Wheels people offer to the community.
So the biggest one is, again, the entree meals that we provide to those who need it. And again, that may be 5 meals a week. It may be 8-9 meals a week. And then we provide supplemental foods. So they get a frozen entree, which we is a medically tailored meal. So it fits people that have diabetes, heart failure, COPD, and it's just a good, healthy meal for everyone. And then we add to that, we provide fresh fruits, milk, a loaf of bread, cottage cheese. We call it supplemental food because it gives more to the folks that are homebound and those we're serving. They may be able to make a piece of toast and put peanut butter on it, for example. So we send peanut butter and jelly periodically, or they have a piece of toast with cottage cheese on it. The intent is to get more protein, more fresh fruit, and that kind of thing, so that really people have more choice than just that entree meal. And then the other part is the social connection, talking to people, checking on them at their door, but also calling them, checking on them, making sure they're doing okay, they are connected. And then we do programs where we do what's called Safe Homes for Seniors. So we served it just not long ago, a gal who is in a wheelchair and her ramp was covered with moss and algae, and she slid down the ramp and she could not get back up. Our volunteer found her at the bottom of the ramp and helped her back up, but then connected her to our Safe Homes for Seniors program. So we were able to go out, power wash that ramp, clean up all the debris, the branches, the yard, and do routine maintenance. A lot of people can't change light bulbs. They can't change the batteries in their smoke detectors. There's a rug that's tripping them and we don't want to create fall hazards. So we'll go in and do that routine maintenance to help out and make sure as they age in place that they're actually safe and secure and connected.
Tell me too about how the services of Meals on Wheels people help the community at large.
Well, one, it helps take the burden off of our healthcare system. So as people are aging in place, if they're connected and thriving, we know it's better for both their physical health and their emotional health. They use the emergency rooms less. We also, because we're checking on people, we can alert family members before something goes really awry and let people know that you may come up and check on your grandmother because she seems to be having a harder time than she used to. We do, if volunteers at the door and nobody comes to the door, they go back and tell our site managers who try to connect with that older person, make sure they're okay. And if we can't, we do call out the EMTs or the sheriff to go do a wellness check, make sure they're okay. So it really just helps honor and support our older people as they age, let them have more choice and independence and in a much safer way. So in the end, it is a lot less burdensome to the rest of the community overall.
Suzanne and Nick, I'll ask you both this question, but we'll start with Suzanne. Suzanne, how does a partnership between Meals on Wheels people and Jiffy Lube impact both organizations' missions?
Well, for our mission, it really supports what we do, getting people fed, providing us resources, the resources we need to keep feeding every single senior who needs it. We never have a wait list, and we don't want to have one. So that supports this partnership with Jiffy Lube, really supports our mission completely.
Yeah. Nick Martin with Jiffy Lube, I'll ask you the same question. Tell me about how this has an impact on your mission.
Yeah, so obviously our organization's mission, first and foremost, I mean, we work on cars, but our first and foremost deal is to take care of our customers and provide utmost customer service. And anytime we can do these things that are involved in the community and help to raise money for the people in our community, it really just helps, you know, us build a level of trust with our customer base, things like that. And obviously, you know, from a business side of things, they do get some return coupons to be able to save some money on future services with us. So really kind of help incentivize them to not only donate to Meals on Wheels, which is a great program and a great foundation, but to be able to come back to our locations and, you know, potentially spend some more money with us and hopefully make that next donation within the month of October.
Yeah. So is this happening at all your locations, Nick?
Yes, sir. Yeah, all of our locations. And I know, like I said, we've got over 2,000 nationwide. We've got a lot of people across the country working on these as well. But all of the Portland metro area locations are currently participating.
Tell us about the program one more time, because this is such a cool thing, and it's a really simple thing to do. Because everybody needs an oil change, right?
Yeah, everybody needs an oil change, right? So from the people that are working for Meals on Wheels and doing that volunteer work to all of our standard customers as is, they're going to be coming in at some point in time. You know, especially when we see an influx of people after the summer travel season. So now is really the kind of the perfect time to do that. The customers come in. We have all of our service advisors trained to be able to talk to the customers and let them know about the partnership that we have with Meals on Wheels. And then just simply asking them if they'd like to donate $3 to a great foundation, as well as, you know, in return for that, they're going to receive coupons for their next signature service oil changes here at Jiffy Lube.
Is it pretty simple to make that donation? Can you just tack it onto your bill when you write your check or use your credit card?
We just add it right onto your service invoice that you're going to be paying for while you're here. Very, very easy to take care of and do, and we just handle it for you right on our end.
See, your phone's ringing off the hook already, Nick.
People are calling about the donation.
How do you make the donation? Tell me about some of the logistics involved in getting that money to Meals on Wheels people.
Well, I know we've, you know, obviously we are collecting all of that. Our accountants on the back end take care of all the financial pieces of that. But because when we enter it in our computer system, there's a very specific line item code that we use. So that way we can track and monitor all of the dollars that are raised for that program. And then at the end of that, they're just simply going to take that money and get it right on over to Meals on Wheels.
October is probably a pretty good month to come in and get your car serviced because winter's coming, right? Even though it's been an extraordinarily warm fall, we're going to have some cold, wet, awful winter weather coming, and it's time to get your car ready for that.
Yeah. Like I said, we've got a lot of people that take care of their cars. You know, they've come out of the summer travel seasons and potentially need to get some things done, and it's really just that. They're trying to get prepped and ready for the upcoming wintertime seasons and the holidays that are coming up ahead of us. So really, this is the perfect time for everybody.
Yeah. With that in mind, Suzanne, let me ask you, what do the holidays bring to Meals on Wheels people? This is an important time of year for you guys.
It's really important in a couple different ways. One is, like I said, older folks tend to get more isolated, need a little bit more assistance. It's harder to connect with neighbors and friends and family. So really important for us to stay connected with them and make sure they're fed and taken care of. And the other part is it's a huge fundraising opportunity in the holiday season. That's when people, end of year's coming, people are thinking about their donations and how they're going to support organizations and those in their neighborhood. So between now and the end of December, before that tax season ends, we want to make sure people understand they can easily donate. They can go to MOWP.org to donate at any time, which will help us make sure that we are able to continue to feed every senior who needs us.
And since, Suzanne, you guys rely on volunteers so heavily, tell us again how, if someone listening, can volunteer with your organization.
The easiest way is go to MOWP.org. So it's Meals on Wheels People, and we just use our initials, MOWP.org. And you can both donate and sign up to volunteer right there. And then for the Thanksgiving time, if you go to donatedinner.org, you can sign up to volunteer for that special project.
Excellent. So do you need more people during the holiday season?
We do. We need more people right now. We are short on delivery drivers for just every routine Monday through Friday, just people delivering meals to those who are homebound. We need people to make friendly chat calls. Our Meals for Kids program needs drivers. And our special project Donate Dinner, we're going to need, like I say, over 1,000 volunteers.
Do you need any special training to volunteer with Meals on Wheels people?
We'll do orientation and training for those, whether it's a driving position, a cook in the kitchen, or you're going to help out in a store for Donate Dinner. So we'll do the orientation. In fact, you can sign up to volunteer and sign up for an orientation right online at, again, MOWP.org.
Cool. Nick, in the final seconds we've got here, tell us about one more time the program that's going on with Jiffy Lube and Meals on Wheels people.
Yeah, so all of our customers that come into the Jiffy Lube locations to get services done, we are talking to every single one of them about the Meals on Wheels program that we are going on right now. And we're asking them for a simple $3 donation that we can just add to their service invoice as they're in one of our locations. And then that way we can transfer that money right on over to Meals on Wheels and help Suzanne and this great cause keep things rolling, especially coming up into the holidays.
Excellent. You guys are both doing such great work, and I'm glad you hooked up and are helping each other out.
Yeah, it's really great, and really, we're very thankful to Nick and Jiffy Lube.
Excellent.
Yes.
Cool. We've been talking today with Suzanne Washington, CEO of Meals on Wheels People, and Nick Martin, Training Coordinator with Jiffy Lube. Guys, thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.